Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Ayin Tes Shabbos 79, and on 79 Amud Bez on Ayin Tes Amud Bez, our Gemara starts with a quotation from our Mishnah, where our Mishnah had stated that the measurement for which a person who carries out kolaf, which we generally translate as parchment, that the measurement for which you're liable on Shabbos is kedei lichtov of parsha katana shebetfilin, and that the amount that you carry out is the amount that you carry out a small passage of a small enough parchment in order to write the small passage of tefillin, which is the parsha of Shema Yisrael. There are four passages of the tefillin and that we write on the tefillin, and the smallest of those is the passage of Shema Yisrael. The next size is the Kadesh, and we have Vayaki of Yacha, and then the biggest is Vayayim Shemoa. So our Gemara challenges this. Vera Minu, is this really the case? We learned that one who takes out klaf v'duchstasus, that if somebody takes out klaf and duchstasus, that the amount is kedei lichtov of mezuzah, that the amount that you're liable for is the amount to write a mezuzah on, and the mezuzah has a passage of Shema and v'hayayim Shemoa. Those are the two passages, and not the part just to write the Shema. So the Gemara says, my mezuzah, what do we mean when we say that you're liable for a mezuzah? It means mezuzah shebet tefillin, means the passage of Shema within the tefillin. So first of all, let's stop for a second and say, what is this duchstasus? There's the klaf and the duchstasus. So Rashi and the commentaries tell us that Rashi says that duchstasus is klaf shenitla, this is parchment where the top part of it has been removed. What does that mean? That we have, after we skin an animal, the leather is tanned, and afterwards it can be split into two parts. The top part, now what we're saying, the approach is the way Tosos explains, the way most commentaries follow, that the top part, and even the Gemara itself has confusion about this, but the top part that is next to the hair of the animal, that is called klaf. It comes from the expression of klipa, like the external shell. And that's the external part, the upper part of the skin. Whereas the part that's next to the flesh, that's called duchstasus, and comes from duch, meaning a place, and sustus, which in Persian means flesh. And so therefore it's the place of the flesh. That's how Tosus explains it. However, Rav Haigon and the Ramban, they take the opposite approach. They say that the part that is next to the hair of the animal, the upper part, that's called duchstasus, and the part that's next to the flesh, that is called the parchment. So they take the opposite, and you can see how that is confusing. However, most of the Rishonim follow the approach of Rashi and Tosos, and we say on top of that the skin as a whole, where if it would not be split, that would be called gvil. So there is three things. There's gvil, which is the whole skin. There's klaf, which is the upper part of the parchment, and then there's the duchstasus, which is the part next to the hair. Now we say that the approach of how we get the name duchstasus was either from Persian or maybe it's a Greek word. That's what Tosfos seems to suggest, but Rabbeinu Tam suggests. But anyway, that is the word. Now it's halacha Moshe Mesinai. Our Gemara says it's halacha Moshe Mesinai that Sefer Torah is written on gvil, that a Torah scroll has to be written on the full parchment, whereas the tefillin are written not on gvil. They don't have to be written on gvil or on duchstasus, but on klaf. And so the tefillin are written on, they can be written just on the klaf, whereas the Torah scroll has to be written on the full gvil. And Rabbeinu Manoach writes that the reason is the skin, which is called gvil, is the strongest part. And so therefore, it's obviously much stronger. It's not split. So that's why we write the Sefer Torah on it, because it's always being opened and rolled, etc. And so therefore, it's going to be, and also since the Torah scroll is the holiest, so therefore it should have the strongest part. And so therefore, it needs to be written in a skin that is complete. And this skin is called the gvil. So that is the practice of the Torah scroll. But then the tefillin, which is the next level of holiness. It has the most parshas on it, and also it also needs to be stronger because it's only checked once every 70 years. So therefore, it has to be written on the klaf, which is stronger than the duchstasus. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Menoch, that the duchstasus, which is the strongest, which is the weakest of the elements, and therefore you can write the mezuzah on it, which only has two parshios, and therefore it has to be checked once every 7 years. And indeed, that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Or HaChaim Simen Lama Beis Sif Zayin. He says, what is klaf and what is duchstasus? He says, the leather that when you tan it, you split into two. The upper part, which is next to the hair, is called the klaf, and the lower part, which is next to the flesh, is called the duchstasis. And he says that when you write on the parchment, you write on the part that is closest to the flesh, which is connected to the duchstasis. Actually, today, we don't really even draw a distinction. I mean, very rare that they actually just give you the whole parchment and you write, everybody's writing on the gevil today. So therefore, I say everybody, but that's the general practice, that you're not drawing such a distinction of splitting that parchment in half. It's all going to be on the same level, and you can't really tell the difference today between writing a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzah. They're all going to be written on this thick parchment of the same thickness. So that is the concept of what is gevil, klaf, and duchstasus.